Hey everyone, this is Peyton Neal, the worship pastor at the Lewis Center campus here at Life Point Church, and it's a privilege just to get to come to you today and on this drivecast and talk a little bit of something I'm incredibly passionate about, which is worship. And it's something I've been called to help lead in. I'm grateful for it, but today specifically, as we kick off talking about this incredible topic, I know it can be really complex as well. Defining worship as a whole can be a little bit overwhelming. After all, we are called to worship a God who is incredibly rich in grace and power and truth. His greatness draws us into a lifelong desire to know Him more. And as you look to define worship, I really love what A.W. Tozer says. He describes worship as this: a deep, humbling, and delightful sense of admiration, awe, and wonder in the presence of God. That's amazing, right? I mean, worship isn't just something we do. Worship is the very purpose for which we were created. All creation reflects the glory of its creator. The stars, the oceans, the skies, everything points back to Him. It points back to Jesus. Humanity, God's prized possession, we are no different in that. We were made to point everything back and join in the song of creation and worship Him. In Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, King David declares this. He says, "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together." You see here, David isn't just inviting us to join in the song. It's a command to lay down our lives for a worthy God. He says, "I will extol the Lord at all times." And as individuals and as a church, worship, it's our response to God's sovereignty. It's how we proclaim that our lives belong to Him, how He's over us. And whether through prayer, silence, music, or service, worship is not just an event. It is a daily choice to surrender. So whether we realize it or not, we are always worshiping something. And all too often, if we're being honest, we actually choose to worship ourselves, building our own kingdom instead of honoring His, Christ's kingdom. Biblical worship means understanding our own desires and exalting the name of Jesus, living in humble reverence before the One who reigns over all. It is a daily choice to bow at the foot of the cross, allowing our lives to reflect His glory. And as you worship Christ and lay down your life, you can rest assured that He is really, really good. Because Psalm 34 goes on to say in verse 8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him." So here's a few ways to pray today as you worship the Lord. Number one, we say, "Lord, You are above everything. You are the King of my life. Point out anything in my life that's not surrendered to You. And may I choose today to die to myself." Secondly, we pray, "Lord, Your mercies are new every morning. Today, we give thanks and worship back for all You've done." So we fill in the blank right now. Thank You, Jesus, for blank. And specifically, I say, thank You, Jesus, for Your loving kindness. And third, we say, "Lord, help me be aware that each second is an opportunity to praise Your name. By the power of Your Spirit, stir in me throughout my day to give glory for who You are. You are the great I Am who holds my life together." So as you go out and live today, here's something you can do as a little challenge. Take time every morning before you get out of bed to list attributes of God that declare His greatness, that remind you that He is over everything, including our lives. Here's an example of that. Say, "Jesus, You are mighty. Jesus, You are kind. Jesus, You are Lord."